A nonverbal message. Resilience and perseverance. A certain student from Rajasthan failed in his high school examinations. He appeared again the following year but failed again. After having failed for the third time, the next year, he was so ashamed of his performance that he left his home too embarrassed to show his face to his family. He just kept walking about aimlessly. After a long time, he stopped at a well to quench his thirst. Women and children had gathered around it, filling their pots by turns. There he caught sight of something small, but of great significance. He was deeply moved, and his thirst was gone. All of a sudden, he felt as though he had found something far greater than the water he had come for. What happened was quite simple. The villagers, who visited the well for water, usually brought two earthen pots. They would place one pot on a stone near the well while lowering the other on a rope inside the well to draw water. To his astonishment, the part of the stone on which the pot was placed had rubbed away and there was a hollow there. The pot was made of clay, he thought, but when it was placed on the same spot over and over again, it had worn away the stone, which was a far harder substance. The strong element had given way to the weak just through constant action. Then why should I not succeed in my examinations? If I too persevere, I can surely overcome my shortcomings by putting greater effort into my studies. Such thoughts brought him to a halt. He immediately decided to go back home and start working hard on his studies once again. The following year he appeared for the fourth time in his high school examinations. This time the result, astonishingly, was the opposite of the previous year. He had done his papers so well this time that he secured first class. After having failed three times, he had finally distinguished himself. The lesson of the stone had worked like a miracle, and this had altered his attitude altogether. The same student who had run away from home, unable to face defeat, passed with flying colors in all the examinations he took. When he topped in his MA examination, he was given a scholarship to study abroad, and from there he took his doctorate. Any seemingly trivial event can teach a lesson pointing to man's shortcomings and failures, provided he shows sufficient receptiveness to the message it conveys. If he only cares to look, he will find around him some stone or the other, which he needs to set him on the right course again. This may be a solitary instance that occurred in a certain village, but, indeed, at every place there exists such a stone. This stone can teach a lesson pointing to man's shortcomings and failures, provided he shows sufficient receptiveness to the message it conveys. If he only cares to look, he will find around him some such stone or the other, which he needs to set him on the right course again.